B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Happy Wednesday to all across the Delaware Valley. After a monster win by the Fly Guys, shutting out the Penguins, Elliott. But in reality, he was terrific. But man, oh man, connects. What a monster. What a night. Flyers. And yesterday, Andrew Sautunas, the Tunis, said Flyers, we were talking before the show, and I tried to make it a topic, but we got Ben driven elsewhere. And it was funny because we were talking about how excited we both were for the game last night. And he goes, the Flyers are back. And it was like a statement. And I go, yes, I love the statement. The Flyers are back. Is it true? Because I believe it. He said it. I believe it. I co-signed. Are they back? And then we asked the question yesterday. But here it was last night. They had this great game heading into the break. And he started to wonder. Now, I know they had that weird West Coast trip where the first periods got them. I'm looking at Rhonda. She's all oranged. She's got the oranges, the Flyers, Rhonda. She's running back and forth with the Flyers hat. She's all flyered up. She's all orange and blacked up. Rhonda, our production maven. So it's interesting. Are they back? I say yeah. I mean, we said yeah. She's got the jacket on today. Look at that. That's great to see some Flyers love today. And I want to get you guys, because I know that sometimes you get upset because you feel like, you know, we overlook them and we don't talk about them unless there's a certain, like, story. And that's true. But again, once they start to get back to where they were and they start tipping to the masses, it's a lot easier to have some good Flyers conversation. And I like to bring it today because it was a great game. And, you know, like we do when any of the teams play well, Tunis, play the song. Louder. There it is. The new goal song, obviously, all year long. That's a great deal, is it not? It's in Tunis, play the song morning.
I love that the Flyers are getting some love for the field play the song.
That's right.
Feel the shake.
They need to get the Tunis play the song love. That has been dominated by Eagles and Sixers.
It was a lot of fun last night.
You were down in the arena last night. I was going to say barn, and I'm edited myself on the fly. You were there last night. The crowd was into it.
Yes, crowd was electric last night.
It appeared, I've been to about a half dozen games, and quite frankly, they've been quiet. The games, and even in wins, they've been a little bit quiet, but they've been incrementally better. And I think last night, with the Penguins, you had the chief rival, there is this belief, and rightly so, that the Flyers are legitimate. The crowd was at its apex last night.
Yes, it was a little quiet in the first period because it was slow. But then once Voracek scored the goal to make it 1-0, that's when it got loud. And every time, it's back to the old way of every time Crosby touches the puck, the place starts booing, the place starts screaming, Crosby sucks. And I talked about it yesterday with a few people. rivalries to me aren't real when one of the teams stinks. Like, Red Sox-Yankees, it's not real if the Red Sox are in last place of their division. Flyers-Penguins, to me, is not real if the Flyers are not playing well. Now that the Flyers, to me, as I said yesterday to you, are back, that rivalry is real again. That rivalry is much must-watch television. It's get down to the barn or get down to the arena if you can, and that's why I went down yesterday, because now that I think the Flyers are back and that they should capture the interest of everybody in Philadelphia, that's why I went down there, and that's why the rivalry was back, and they looked great yesterday. Voracek, that goal that he had, hesitated, just like the game-winning goal that he had a few nights ago in overtime, and then the goal by James Van Riemsdyk, the pass that Travis Konecny made. Everyone's talking about the goal. The pass that Konecny made
to JVR was ridiculous.
Where he hesitates and then goes around two Penguins defenders.
It was unbelievable.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, and then he puts it right on JVR's stick.
Beautiful. And Moose, the Moose was great yesterday.
Yeah,
19 of 19 saves.
And he, you know, listen, they play great in front of him. You know who's been playing great hockey? Sanheim.
Yes.
Travis Sanheim's playing outrageous. Like, they're, and Provorov is just elite as a defenseman.
That's why when I see this team, I go, they're young and they're fun to watch. And they have grabbed my interest level. They've grabbed my attention.
Here's the deal. Like, you know, listen, I miss them.
Yes.
I miss them because I find them fun, like a fun watch. So it's interesting how, you know, our own relationship with each of the teams are. Like, I could tell you that I get sheer enjoyment out of just sitting back and watching the Flyers with a beer. Like, the way I watch them is pure fandom, right? With football, and really the other three sports, I watch more analytically and more, and probably because, you know, I'm not an expert on X and O when it comes to hockey. Now, I followed it for my whole life, so I know the game. But, I mean, I'm not going to sit there and try to front and be like, you know, I could sit there and be some Dan Quinn, you know what I mean, where I'm breaking down stuff. I mean, I think I know it, but I watch it more like an enjoyment. Like, I enjoy hockey. I enjoy it from that kind of level. And I love when the Flyers get, like, I watch the league. I enjoy the league. But I love it when the Flyers are good. They're fun. They're a fun watch. I just genuinely enjoy them. And look, I mean, they've been poor. They've been bad. And you look at the welcome back, and it felt like last night was the embodiment of welcome back Flyers. It was welcome back Flyers. That's what I felt last night. And it was cool. And I like it when, like, they're on rivalry night, NBC Sports Channel, too. Like, I like that.
Because it makes it seem even bigger.
It does. Yeah, it does. So, I was all in.
That's 2 weeks in a row now, right? The Bruins game was last Wednesday, or maybe two Wednesdays ago, but still. That's
2 weeks ago. But they have played some incredible, like, you look at the teams. After that road trip, they played the best teams in hockey. You know, Tampa, and Tampa, they lose 1-0. That offense is one of the best offenses going around. And they beat Boston. I mean, they've played incredible teams. They play some really great hockey. Last
that win
night,
against the Blues in St. Louis, they had this ridiculous winning streak at home. I think it was like 9 games for St. Louis.
Yeah,
the Flyers beat them.
Yeah, no, it was great. It's been a really nice run to the break. And here's the beauty of hockey. They could go on some sort of run. It was funny. You know, so Pat Egan and I were talking, and we were talking about, like, you never know. Like, he thinks, he goes, I, you know, 2-3 years, they're scary good. And yeah, because he's right. When you look at those young players, the Farabees, you know, for Konecny's already showing you, he's the Frost, you know, like, those guys are going to be just incredible.
Imagine,
right?
Carter Hart a couple more years
exactly,
of experience.
Right? Because he is scary good. But even right now, like, who knows? You can go on some run. They're a playoff team, and they could go on some crazy run. It's not impossible. We remember St. Louis and what the Blues did, you know? So, hey, it's all possible. A lot of fun. So I want to talk a lot of Flyers today. And tell us, you know, let's do a little welcome back and tribute, particularly those people that have been suffered. And this is where you should be highlighted as the front of the bus crew that you have suffered over the last, you know, almost 10 years through this stuff. And you've been there. Let's talk a little Flyers. Obviously, we'll get back into Sixers and the search for the OC. And I also got a thing about women don't understand. All right. Now, this is not a blanket. This doesn't mean all women, because there's some great sports chicks are like around, right? Great sports women. But it's a buddy of mine was going to the game last night. And he has this Flyer. It's a Lucky Flyer hat. And he goes, I got to break out the hat. And it's a Lucky Flyer baseball cap.
Right.
And he says to me, dude, you believe this? My wife threw it out.
That's a no-no.
And he says, he goes, listen, I've said this to her like three different times. Like, don't throw that hat. It's my Lucky Flyers hat. Leave it alone. And she threw it out. And then I want to get into this whole thing because they feel the need to clean up what they perceive as junk or trash. They've done that. They'll do that. I've been the victim of that too, years ago as a kid. So we'll get into all that stuff. We're just getting started. It's Cuz Radio with the Tunis. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling great. It was awesome last night. It was good to be back down there and happy. Because even though I've been open about it, I've checked out of the Flyers because I didn't like the way the direction of the organization was going.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm open about it. I'm not afraid to say. But each year I go down to at least like one game. And the last 3, 4, 5, 6 years, when I go down, it's kind of boring. It's well, bland because you didn't have expectations.
Well,
yesterday, oh my God,
Alain Vigneault has changed their style.
Yes.
They were a boring team. I mean, they were in the they personified their coach. It didn't get any more boring than Hatstall,
the robot.
He was a robot. You know, it is what it is. All right, lots to get to. Let's talk about Parks Casino, the 4-for-4 casino of choice. Street Road, Ben Salem, PA's number one casino. Home of Cousins Corner will be there on Thursday night, tomorrow night. Hey, Super Bowl is a great place to go to the sports book and watch it because they'll have all the props. They'll have all the stuff. So many different things over at Parks Casino. But that sports book, it's beautiful. It's a great place to hang and just watch games. Sit there for the Super Bowl or say for the tournaments coming up in March. It's the place to be right there, Parks Casino. If you can't make it to Street Road, Ben Salem, don't fret, because you go to parkscasino.com/PA or download the app and you got it right there at your fingertips. You can see it right here. More action coming in on Kansas City. The Chiefs are now favored by 2. And that thing's climbing, Junis. More people like the Chiefs. Whoever you like and all the props, check out parkscasino.com/PA or the app. You get a free $500 site credit if you sign up. Use promo code QB500. That's the Cuz promo code, QB500. It's our 4-for-4 sportsbook, Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Wrapped in behind the goal. Crosby in front. Oh, Brian Russ was stoned by Brian Elliott. He had it come to him all alone in front, and Elliott says no.
That was a good call. And Elliott says no. I like that. And Elliott says no.
What about Tom Brenneman doing hockey?
I don't know. I like the... No, that's a good call. I love sports calls because it kind of embodied the whole story of the games. It was a good one last night. We got a lot of people I want to get to it right away. They're fun. See, you know, like here's what I love. All right, loser that I am. What I love is springtime. This is when all 4-for-4 is good. Springtime when it's Flyers playoffs, Sixers playoffs, and you alternate, and the building's buzzing, and every night's a block party, and there's nothing better than drinking in April and May.
Especially when they got like the 3 or 4 o'clock starts on a weekend.
Exactly.
I know you're a nighttime guy, but springtime, you got the windows open, you're drinking a beer if you're not down there at the game, or if you're at a bar,
yeah,
they got the windows open.
That's funny you said that. I do like the night, but I agree.
A 3 o'clock April NBA game? Come on, man.
I agree. No, you're right. I give you props on that. There is something about that bigness of it. You know, oh, there's like ABC's in town.
Yes.
You know, or NBC for the Flyers.
Plus, you go to any bar in the city, or for me, Manuel, they open up the giant windows.
Yeah, no, Chris, listen, we're all cooped up all winter long, right? Uh-huh. So now it's springtime, everybody's buzzing outside, and then you watch the game, ready for the game.
It's like 50 degrees, you're wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
No, it's the
warm
best.
Enough.
No, I agree. And by the way, you know, I was thinking about this because I was talking about spring training. I'm like, I'm so excited for Girardi, but I'm just down on what they've done. But I don't think they've done enough. So I think we're going to need Flyers and Sixers spring run. You know?
I agree.
To get us to the summer.
I still think we should go down to spring training.
Yeah, I mean, listen, spring training's ridiculous. I mean, you know, Clearwater.
I've never been.
You've never been to Clearwater?
Nope.
Oh, my God, it's the best. Yeah, I highly recommend it. I was just, in fact, doing a spot for Philly Sports Trips. They're running a junket down to Clearwater. It's unreal. I mean, it's a great spot. Frenchies, and there's a whole, like, it's a whole culture. And I like that side of Florida better than, I like the Gulf side better than the East Coast side. The beaches, like the Clearwater beach,
oh, yeah,
is beautiful. It's that perfect sand.
And my godparents live coast side.
I like that. Like, listen, I like, you know, Miami, Lauderdale, and all. But there's nothing better than that Clearwater is one of my favorite spring training towns. Well, years ago when I was covering baseball, and I would have to go to, I would do a New York, like, because the Yankees and Mets, I'd have to center with those teams. Yankees were in Tampa, and the Mets were in Port St. Lucie, and that, which is the opposite side. And so, like, you know, you go crawl. I would just be all over the state of Florida. And then I would do 1 week in Arizona. And it was so much, you know, it was great. But Clearwater's by far the best of the towns. All those different towns. I used to like, they used to have this place, Dodger Town. And it was Vero Beach, Florida. And it was cool because the whole town was like the Dodgers. But Clearwater's better. Clearwater is just a perfect, it's a great spot, man. It really is. But, you know, anyway, you should go. You should go. We're going to need the boys of winter. And I think it could be like one of these incredible springs. You know how I feel about Sixers.
We got Sixers built for 16, and the Flyers, they could make a run.
I mean, how great would that be? But we need 2020. Like, we talk a lot about the roaring 20s. They got to roar. You got to start roaring.
That'd be a good start.
Yeah, they're going to be fun. And here's the thing. I know that we are hyper critical, or, you know, Sixers every game. And partly it's good, even though it's regular season and we exaggerate everything. They're going to be good for a while. You know what I mean? Like, Simmons and Embiid are going to be good for a while. Flyers are going to be good for a while. That's the beauty of the Roaring Twenties, is that you're entering the decade with some talented squads. What, nothing?
No, I agree.
All right. Well, you know, you're looking at me. You give me a look like an empty look.
I'm not giving you an empty look.
Yeah, you were like, it's just kind of looking.
Trying to type up the Twitter poll.
Oh, that, I knew you were doing something. I knew you were doing something. What's your Twitter poll?
It's going to be about the Flyers.
Well, what is it?
About the interest, if it's back.
Are the Flyers back, or are you talking to the fan? Are you as a 4 for 4 fan back? Which one is it?
It's good. I haven't typed it out yet, so it could be 4 for 4.
All right. Well, you do that. I don't want to disturb you. Let me go to Sam in Northern Liberties.
Hamster wheel's stirring right now.
You know what's amazing? You're a person that you can tell you're thinking.
Why? Because there's smoke coming out of my ears?
Like, you are one of these. Oh, he's thinking right now. Like, I can tell you're thinking. You're like an able, but like, you're amazing. Like, you really are. You're amazing. But you can tell when you're thinking.
I'm a deep thinker.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to the math.
Yes. Sam in Northern Liberties, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sammy!
Cuz, hey, how we doing?
What's up, brother?
What a win last night.
Yeah!
I love to see it, man. Listen, I know the Flyers are sort of at the bottom of the totem pole for a lot of people in this town, but my hate for the Penguins is up there with the Celtics and the Cowboys. I hate that team. I just love being
I'm with you. I'm with you. That part of the state, yeah, it's gross. Yeah.
You basically covered everything I wanted to say. My main takeaway from that game last night: Provorov and the rest of the defense, when they lock in, they're absolutely elite. I mean, the Penguins generated, I think, 3 shots in the entire third period. It was actually kind of like watching a Sixers game at the end when the defense locks in and they just try, you know, possession after possession to get something going. And they were winning that game last night. The
yes.
Flyers they came out, they decided we're winning this game and they're getting nothing easy. Great win.
Let's talk about connecting for a second, Sammy, because he is a rare talent. Like, he's a jewel. Like, you know, we've had guys that have been close to jewels and false gems, like Richards and look, Carter has had a terrific career, but they were, you know, wind up being false gems here.
Yeah. When I watch the Flyers, you have an elite forward in Konechny, an elite defender in Provorov,
yes,
and a potentially elite goaltender in Hart, all under the age of 24. Like,
You tell me if you agree. I think Farabee and Frost are potential elite as well.
But for how they're playing in their first, I mean, those guys, when
potential.
I look at them,
yeah,
they're essentially still AHL, NHL swing guys, but they've played like solid top 9 players, and they deserve, especially Farabee, he deserves a lot of credit for the way he plays out there. I'm just super excited. That was a great win, especially to go into the All-Star break.
And
now they get to. I think they play them again the first game back from the break. So then they just get to think about beating up on them again. I don't know. Great win for the Flyers. I was super stoked to see it.
I love it, Sammy. It's a great call by you, brother.
Real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I make the Sixers PSA?
Sure.
You want to stick up? All right. This is for all the Sixers fans out there. Okay. We're about to enter a very tough stretch of games, okay? We got Milwaukee on the road, Boston on the road,
yeah,
the Heat on the road.
Yeah.
It's very realistic that the Sixers could go 3-4 over the next 7 games, okay? When you're watching these games, remember that your all NBA center is not in the lineup, okay? And just because you lose a game to a good team on the road doesn't mean we need to trade anyone. It doesn't mean we need to fire the coach. It just means we're going through a tough stretch of the schedule. Anyway, go Flyers, go Sixers. That's what I got.
I love it. Great job, Sam. That's a great PSA. We should make this a note, Andrew. We should use and incorporate the PSA. And in fact, we should record that and play that. The PSA is there, and you'll hear it a lot. It's for the good of the... it's what broadcasting does for the good of the community.
Yes.
And so the PSA is to help people. And this should help Sixers. That's a great PSA.
I'm down for that Sixers PSA.
Yeah. In fact, you can have it, and we can play it. And Sammy had it. It's great. You can use his. It's a perfect PSA. And just to piggyback off it, here's the schedule. Tonight, Toronto, in Toronto, ESPN. Saturday night, Lakers, ABC, home. Tuesday, next Tuesday, home against Golden State. You get a break. And then comes the trip that he's talking about. At Atlanta, plucky. Not good, but they're plucky. Trae Young can play.
He could light up for like six threes in one night.
At Boston, at Miami, and Boston's an ABC game.
Wow.
On February 1st. At Miami, Super Bowl Monday, and at Milwaukee, TNT, that Thursday, Feb 6. That's the stretch he's talking about.
You know what's great about this season, too, is the amount of national televised games they have.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
I know they had a lot last year, but I feel like there's even more this year. And I remember watching...
Well, yeah, yeah. Now ABC's clicking now.
Yes.
The Saturday night ABC is clicking. And here you go. I'll just read you real quick. Here's your ABC games. Saturday night, this Saturday, home Lakers. Feb 1 at Boston. Feb 22 at Milwaukee. March 1 at the Clippers.
Wow.
March 7th is at Golden State. They already flexed out of that. And there you go. There's your AB Sixers on ABC.
Yeah, we talk about how big it is to do Wednesday night rivalry night for the Flyers.
Yes.
ABC games.
Yeah. I love the rivalry night. I just do. I love the bigness of it, right? The bigness of it. And just something about hockey. Like, I love our hometown guys, but I do like the national dudes. Dan in South Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Danny.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, Dan?
I just had some quick Flyers points for you.
Yeah, man.
So I was just going to say, they've been playing like extraordinary over these past couple weeks, and it's been nice to see after their bumpy, unfortunate season with Lindblom and Patrick both having the, questionable, what they're going through.
Yeah.
But it's funny, the last call you mentioned, Mike Richards and Jeff Carter. I was reading online that Flyers have actually looked at the Kings to maybe make a trade for Jeff Carter in a third or fourth line role. Maybe, secure up some more depth scoring with Lindblom.
That's a good idea. You know what? It's a good idea. And look, he can still put the puck in the net.
Yeah, exactly. I think if he joined the team right now, he'd be like tied for second. Yeah. Goals or something. So, I mean, he can still do it,
Yeah, no, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think he's still got his house in Seattle, too, so.
That'd be perfect. Yeah, I like it. That's a real good thought.
Yeah.
It's a real good thought, Danny.
Yeah.
You know what's great? You know what's great is having them back and, like, there's a buzz about them. And you know what's amazing, too? So, the Holmgren and the Hackstall kind of thing. Holmgren was right in his approach because he did get and he unearthed some real good young players. And the Hackstall thing was just holding them back.
Yeah, I think so. I think they had too many of those guys that they would put on that were should have been like fourth liners that they would play every night, and I think they just kind of hamstrung themselves with those guys. I think the GM had the right idea, but the coach wasn't executing.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
But I like AV. He's really turned him around. I think, there's all the Giroux haters out there, but I think he's really come together as a captain. I think he leads the guys well.
I agree, man.
I think Voracek's a big voice in the locker room, too. You know, without Simmons, I was wondering how it was going to go. But, you know, they seem to have a good chemistry, especially with those new guys, Braun and Niskanen and Hayes. They're all...
Hayes is playing. Hayes has been really good. Really good.
Yeah.
The two things I questioned was, did they get paid too much for Hayes? And I was down on Voracek. But both of them have shown that, you know, good moves. A good move not to trade Voracek.
Last night on the in the game on that one power play, or I'm sorry, penalty kill, Hayes was dangling around all of Penguins.
17 like seconds. He held the puck. Yeah, he held the puck for 17 seconds.
It's ridiculous. He's incredible. Yeah, he's been a great. I think they paid. You know, he might pay a little too much, but he's definitely proven he's worth it. So
I agree. Yeah, good stuff, Dane.
Yeah. Have a good one.
You too, brother. Good stuff. Real good stuff. Let me get my man. Autism champion up here fighting the good fight. Ben in Montgomeryville.
What's up, Benny?
What are you doing, MVP?
I have a fundraiser coming up this Saturday.
You do? The Eagles' number one champion to fight the cause. You're our autism ambassador, Benny.
Do you like cheesesteaks? They have the best cheesesteaks. It's called Quakes Pizza in Hatboro. That's where my fundraiser is at.
Quakes. Love it. Quakes?
Quigs.
Quigs. I'm sorry. Quigs.
Quigs in Hatboro. 113 York, North York Road, Hatboro, PA. Come on in between 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. all day. We're raffling off some great prizes, Anthony. You talked about the Flyers earlier and the Sixers. We're giving away Sixers tickets, Flyers tickets.
Nice. That's fantastic.
A Jake Elliott football all day. Yeah.
Really? Oh, that's great.
You should come. You should bring the kids.
You know what, buddy? I the minute I get them, I got two basketball games Saturday. I don't want to. We coach one. They're playing. If I can somehow swing it, I promise I'll try. Because I love you. I'm proud of you, man. You're holding down the fort. I'm so proud of you, Ben.
Okay, so the address is 113 North York Road, Hatboro, PA. And it's from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. this Saturday, January 25th.
That's awesome. Good for you, buddy.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
You got it, pal. Listen, good luck. Knock them dead, buddy, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. Good work. Proud of you.
Thank you.
All right, Benny. It's our man Ben from Montgomeryville, the Eagles ambassador.
Ben was great at FanFest. Remember, he was leading the Eagles chants.
Yes,
as people were walking in. It was awesome.
He's a beautiful guy, Ben. You're a beautiful young guy. All right, 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. All of a sudden, like, there's a little, I feel like a little pep after Flyers. You feel a little pep in town?
Yes. Yes, because now it's like, I know that there are loyal Flyers fans that watch every single game. Just like there's loyal Sixers fans, loyal Eagles. Well, everybody watches the Eagles game.
Right.
But to be able to get everybody together, now it's like every single night there's something. When the Sixers are off one night and the Flyers are playing that next night, that means there's something where the entire city can get together and really be excited for. So there is a buzz in the air. And I get it. Flyers fans, there are some that are upset that people aren't in every single night. But you know what? Be happy. Because people are starting to get together again with this team. And that's awesome. Especially if they can make a playoff run. I mean, I still remember 2010. It was awesome. In the city, when I was in Jersey, 2010 was great. Because the entire city was behind that team.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great. It was a lot of fun. We went to Chicago for the finals. What a great times. We had a great time. Jason. We got to get Jason on today. It's great. He's back doing the Flyers pregame, in-game. It's good stuff.
Saw him at the arena yesterday.
You saw him?
I didn't talk to him, but I could spot the bald head from a mile away.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I zoomed in.
That's great.
With the phone.
That's so cool.
That's great.
Yeah, we had a great, like, that run. That was one of the greatest runs ever because of how it played out. I mean, think about it. They get in this Sunday. It was the last game of the season. And they get in on a shootout against the Rangers.
Yep.
And they were horrible shootouts, right? So they get in on a shootout against the Rangers. And then, you know, they begin the journey. And it goes back to the, you know, that Boston series. You're down 3-0. Like, that was amazing. That still was one of the greatest series in the history of Philadelphia sports, because when you're down 3-0, and then the game seven was a Friday night, and they're down 3-1 in that game. They're down 3-1. And they come all the way back. It's incredible. All right. Let's take a quick deal. We'll come back. Lots of people to get to. Lots to talk. I love the winter teams. Oh, hold it down right now. Let's talk a little DraftKings, shall we? Stage of sets down to the best of the best. As we crown the champion in football, don't miss out. Give in all the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. DraftKings Sportsbook is the place to get all your big-game bets in. Head to the app right now. Check out. They have a lot to offer, including countless prop bets and football squares. You can deposit, withdraw your funds at your convenience. To top it all off, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering their best sign-up offer to date right now. You don't want to miss it. So you can go to DraftKings.com/Fanatic for a limited time. All new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's DraftKings.com/Fanatic. Get your sign-up bonus up to a grand. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You got to be 21 or older. PA only. Partnership with Meadows Racetrack Casino. The bonus is comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match. Each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. 10:50 on the morning show. Alain Mignot is traveling out of town. He's already out of the country. Probably back in Canada. So we wanted to we catch up. I think we're going to catch up with him before the break is over. So we'll try to get Alain Mignot on. He's an interesting dude, man. He really is. He's a, you know, he's veteran, doesn't care. You know, sharp. And he's like, and he's pretty, you know what's funny? And you can, I think it's easier to do this in hockey than in the NBA. Like, people want the matter of fact, like the hard ass approach in the NBA. That doesn't work as much as it does in hockey. Right. Like in hockey, you can go, and there's the difference in the athlete. Like in hockey, you go, listen, you bunch of a-holes, you're not doing your, you know, that, you start barking. Now, you know, they're not going to love it, but the expectation's different, like from a coach.
Well, part of the reason why everybody loved Lavi is because of that video that came out, the Cars 24/7.
Right. Well, the bark, and didn't really, you know, at the end, that's always been Lavi's shortcoming, is that he flames out because he rides you. But there is an expectation for a hockey coach to give you more of the bark. Whereas the NBA coach, There are more the fragile, delicate psyches of the NBA. Look no further. And you know, you can say what you want. And I would agree with you that, you know, there are no the hardened, and not James Harden, the hardened personalities like Jordan and Bird and those dudes don't exist. Like guys that would just chop you up with talk. They don't exist. There's a fragility with the NBA player today. I'm
trying to think players that are tough like that now.
Think of Kevin Durant, who has been on multiple times derailed by social media.
Yeah, he made a burner account.
All right, it's the point.
Yeah.
You know, he's had issues with that. So that shows you the difference, the 2020 NBA player versus the, you know, 2000 NBA player or the 1995 NBA player versus the 2020 NHL player that's still closer to throwback, where, you know, you got more of a calloused approach to it. You know, there's a fragility with the NBA player.
That's why when people say Brett should bench Ben.
Right. And that's
it's not going
to
work.
And that's the point I'm trying to make is that I know people, you know, feel like, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to be tougher. That's just not realistic. You know, these guys, especially guys like, say, Joel Embiid, you know, he's his own brand. Like, he's his own company. So it's not like he's an employee as much as he is a partner. He's got partner status.
He's got the Hulu commercials. He just signed that big deal with the Under Armour or the Under Armour shoe that's coming out. Yeah.
You know, so he's a monster. He's a behemoth. He's not your employee. And you can't treat those guys like employees. That's just not how they are now. Aaron in West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, brother? Good game last night, man.
Yeah.
I watch hockey, man. I watch hockey.
I know you do.
Poor guy, man. But everybody steal my points, man. That's why I like to come on first so I can give out the points. I tell you this, though. To me, when JVR and Voracek, they're the glue. When they're playing good, man, the team looks a lot different. Because they create space. They goal scorers to me. And
yes.
we need a superstar.
You're funny. We constantly talk about spacing, right? It's amazing how spacing is so much a part of lexicon in every sport. You know, football with DeSean Jackson, and obviously we talk about basketball, you know.
Right. But I think we need, because what do you think about Claude, man? Can he do a good playoff push?
Yes.
Or did we? Okay, because I look at
no,
it.
No, I think G still got it.
Got it. Like
yeah.
That,
no, no. I think G still has it. I think they have a good mix. I mean, certainly the young players, they're going to get even better and kind of take over in that sense. But
right.
You know, I think they have a good mix. I could see them, you know, kind of going far. The only thing that worries me about a young team, and it goes for the goalie too, and who could be special, and that's the early going on the road. You know, we saw that we saw them get hit a couple times recently. Those four games where they got pelted early, 2-3 goals. So,
yeah, but I think the coach is. We have a good coach, man. I think he can work through that. He could teach him a lot. But let me get to this woman thing, man. I got a theory.
Oh yeah,
about
sure.
Women.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because I go through it with my own wife. I think it's a little some hate and it's some jealousy when it comes to how men love sports. If you don't really have a woman that's into sports like you or just right there, they're kind of casual with it. You know what I mean? So what's important to you in sports ain't important to them.
Right.
You know what I'm going
right. At? No,
like
it's true.
Wife, I'm going to tell you about my wife. The Seattle game. Right, when he was playing Seattle. I'm all pumped up, hype. Oh, they're going to lose today. Now, why would you tell me and I'm piping hot for the game, they're going to lose? Because she'd have heard it, hot takes from other people, and, you know, they're going to lose.
Wow, that's,
when they lost,
that's not
she
cool.
In my face. I told you they was going to lose.
Aaron.
I told you, that's not good.
That's uncool.
Yeah, that's not cool, man. That's not good.
What's her name?
Teresa.
Teresa, I'm surprised at you.
I put it on Teresa. Yeah, her name's Teresa. She'd do stuff like that, man, because I think it's more jealousy and hate.
So what? She's got the cat claws out.
Yeah, like, you know, I tell you, you know, now, you ain't going to be watching sports like that because your team lost, so you're going to be
terrible.
That's what I think. Now, I ain't saying it's true. That's my way.
That's your theory. I think it's true. First of all, if she knows the Eagles are important to you.
Yes.
Right off the bat, she should not be telling you, they're going to lose.
Yeah,
I mean, she should be like, good luck, honey. I'll enjoy the game.
Yeah, watch the game. I hope they win.
Right, for you.
They're going to lose.
Right, man. For you. Like, no, you can't be good. Like, that's terrible.
Yeah, man, that's why I watch the game by myself, man. But she, when it's playoff, when it's...
That's like an okay guy.
Yeah.
She's like Teresa's like the okay guy.
Ain't it terrible?
Okay.
That's
terrible.
And I
got to go through that in every sport, man. I can't watch hockey around. I can't watch baseball because you don't like sports. I got to go upstairs, man, and just be in my own little comfort zone. Because, hey, you don't watch anything. You don't watch anything on TV. You don't watch any sport. Oh, yeah, because I like sports.
That's your thing. When she watches the Housewives, you're not saying anything.
Yeah, Netflixing it all the time. I don't say nothing. I just want to enjoy college basketball.
Yeah.
I want to watch. You know what I mean?
It's terrible.
It takes us away from a lot of stuff, man. Gets us in a different mindset as men.
Yeah, man.
One little time to ourselves and enjoy ourselves. Because we always working and doing something for the kids, the wife.
Yeah, man.
Get a little time off, man. And enjoy ourselves. We ain't doing too much. I'm not going out to the local bar.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.